Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday Vermonters and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about Vermont Worker Center members organizing at town meetings all across Vermont. Stay tuned. Town Meeting Day is a uniquely Vermont institution and is often referred to as Vermont's most democratic day. In many towns, community members gather in the town hall, elementary school, or fire station to discuss and vote on local issues. While some towns have moved to using a ballot voting system, it is still a day where many neighbors, friends, and family meet to discuss what is going on in their community. In over 50 towns across the state, Vermont Worker Center members talked with people in their towns about the proposed post office closings and the Put People First campaign.
We're in Northfield, Vermont, and we've got town meeting at 10 a.m., and people are starting to arrive for the meeting. Town meeting day is a day when towns all over Vermont, people get together to decide local issues. They vote on budgets, they vote on the schools, they vote on all kinds of local issues, and it's a participatory democracy thing. Some towns do some stuff by paper ballot also, but most towns in Vermont have a town meeting where people actually come in person, discuss the issues together, and vote on them. We are having a table and talking to people about the threat to the U.S. Postal Service and telling people about our May 1st rally for Put People First.
My name is Heather Papino, and we are at the Barry City Town Meeting. Well, it's actually an Australian ballot. We don't have town meeting here anymore. And we are passing out flyers for the postal workers and for the Vermont Worker Center's Put People First campaign, trying to make people aware of the closures that are happening in post offices across the country, but specifically in Vermont, and to encourage them to take action about it.
Okay, my name is Peg Franzen, and I live in Montpelier, and I'm a volunteer with the Vermont Worker Center. In Vermont, they are closing quite a few small rural postal services, and also they propose to close two major distribution centers, the one in White River and the one in, I think it's Essex Junction. If they do that, they will bring to an end overnight service, as well as they will also end Saturday service, and also it will be very difficult for people living in rural areas to access their mail. This also means that there'll be a significant loss in the number of postal workers in the state. So we are here to try to stop that. We do not want the postal service to close. We see it as a vital service for our state, for our people. I'm also here to talk with people about a Vermont Worker Center campaign to put people first, which includes a healthcare is a human right campaign and the People's Budget campaign, as well as also Parents United.
And then also we have information about the People's Budget campaign of the Vermont Worker Center, so that when people come and vote on their town budgets, they can start to think of things in a little different way in terms of meeting people's needs in our community. Right now we work in sort of the scarcity model of our budgets, and everyone's stressed out about paying taxes on top of the fact that, you know, they've had stagnant wages for years and services are going up. And really, you know, meanwhile the needs of our community are not getting met and addressed, because we're kind of looking at it from a backwards way. So the Put People First People's Budget really is an opportunity to start with a premise that we want to meet the needs in our community, and then how can we raise the sufficient revenue to meet those needs.
I think definitely people have seen, especially in the wake of Irene, that a lot of people, you know, who are already vulnerable because of state cuts and therefore, you know, living in inadequate housing or living in under vulnerable situations, were heavily impacted. And my town is one of the towns that was heavily impacted by Irene. We had significant flooding. We had a lot of homes damaged or destroyed. And, you know, a lot of people were already sort of living on the edge of their financial means prior to Irene, and it really kind of tipped them over the edge, I think.
In addition, Worker Center members talked with people about how they're struggling to meet their fundamental needs and asked them to share that with their legislators by participating in the Picture Putting People First photo project.
Well, thank you. Would you like to participate in our photo petition for Put People First? What we're doing is we're taking pictures. We're asking people to put their name and their town and what's important to them about people's needs in the community, whether it's housing, education, health care, and then we take a picture of you and we send it to the legislators, and they think it's a much better thing than seeing a name on a piece of paper.
I feel affordable housing is affecting most of Burlington, if not the majority of Burlington. And as a teacher with a low income, it's hard to afford housing, and having to live with a lot of roommates is sometimes a struggle. So I think it's very crucial that we get affordable housing for Burlington.
Finally, at a time when more and more insurance company money is flooding into the state, members continue to talk with people at town meetings about the struggle to establish a universal and equitable healthcare system in Vermont.
Hi, I'm Mary Garrish, and I'm a member of the Put People First campaign. I want to talk to everybody about healthcare and the importance of all of our human rights needs, but for me, particularly healthcare. We need to put people first, not corporations. Our government has an obligation to us to supply our human rights to us. The only way we can make that happen is by tipping the balance of power and having people stand together and demand their rights. In this case, we already did that to a large extent with healthcare, but we've got lots more work to do. So we need more than ever to be really strong and stand together and let our legislators know that we believe healthcare is a human right and we expect them to give it to us. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Worker Center and the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workercenter.org/media/radio.